Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Pastor George is back. He's back with more good news about prosperity, which is a very important subject. Actually, one of my favorite subjects because I've been rich and I've been poor.
Who said that? Somebody said, I've been rich and I've been poor, and rich
well,
is better.
It's, well, the one I remember was the one with the monkeys on the card.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
I've been rich and I've been poor.
A bunch of monkeys on
rich, bunch of monkeys, and rich is better. So.
Oh, everybody knows
it is.
That.
It's much better to pay your bills, isn't it?
It is.
On time,
man,
and every month.
I remember when you couldn't.
With much left over.
We couldn't.
Yeah.
We were in debt and didn't have anything to show for it.
I remember when Terry and I, we first got married, and I took her over to Dallas for a nice dinner. We had to count our pennies when we got there because I wasn't sure if we were going to get out without having to wash dishes.
I've been there.
It's nice now to be able to go out with my wife.
Yes.
And her say, I like that purse. And me say, will you want it? She say, can I have it? And I say, sure you can.
What fun is that?
And I just know that the money's there to do it. The Lord has blessed us.
The blessing of the Lord.
The blessing of the
what?
Lord.
It
makes rich.
And He adds no sorrow.
Adds no sorrow to it.
Hallelujah.
So what we're doing on this broadcast, we are on these broadcasts, Glory, this is day 192 of our series on prosperity. We're going to hit 200 here in a few days. And this just came to me as you were talking when we started, that we are pushing the prosperity envelope.
Yes, we are.
We are breaking.
I'm going to write that
we
down.
Are breaking. We're pushing the prosperity envelope, and we are breaking the poverty barrier. I mean, we are flying through
like
that thing.
We are pushing the prosperity envelope.
Yep.
And we are breaking.
We're breaking the limitations. We're breaking through the limits.
All right.
We're breaking through the poverty barrier. That's what you have to do. You've got to break through a poverty, lack, mindset. And we really do have to renew our minds to the Word of God and what God's Word says about prosperity and living in prosperity and enlarge our capacity to receive all that God has for us and to go in there and possess the land.
Amen.
Just take it.
Oh, man, I remember when. It was good news when we heard about prosperity.
It was good news.
We didn't have to be broke and in debt. We could get out of debt. Glory to God.
That's right. That's right.
It changes everything.
It does. It changes the way you live and the lifestyle.
People get sick because they worry over their finances.
That's the truth,
Gloria. Or they've got bills they can't pay, or people are threatening to sue them.
That is.
No more.
No more.
Glory.
No more. You make that decision. No more.
No more.
We're living in the goodness of God. Amen.
George, when we started, I married Kenneth Copeland in his notes, as I've said many times. And we were hard-pressed to pay bills and the bank and we were just starting in ministry.
Yeah.
And we hadn't heard anything much. But then we moved to Tulsa, as you know, and we began to, had heard some of Brother Hagin's tapes, and we learned how to use our faith.
Yes, yes.
And he had... That year, I've said this many times, but it's so miraculous. He had 4 10-day seminars the year that we were there in Tulsa.
Wow.
And I don't think he ever did it after that to have that many.
The Lord was preparing
And we you. Were living in a little project house with a secondhand car that we bought secondhand. We didn't buy it new. And we didn't have any money. I didn't have a refrigerator in that house. Well, and I didn't have one in that house or another one either.
Yeah,
but anyway, we would not miss a meeting. I mean, it'd ice up there in Tulsa.
Right, right.
We'd slip, we'd slide, we'd do whatever it took to get to the meeting.
Yeah.
Because we were learning about faith. And when we learned how to use our faith, it changed everything. Because we were good students.
Yeah.
We did what we had been taught.
Exactly.
And we began to believe God for what we needed. Get out of debt. We knew that wasn't right because it says stay out of debt in the Bible.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
you were taking those messages of Brother Hagin. Your minds were being renewed.
We were learning faith.
To faith and redemption and the authority of the believer.
Yeah, the authority of the believer was big.
He was really preparing you. The Lord was preparing you to step out into this ministry. And look where He's taken you since then. Look where He's taken Terry and me since the time we met and we were married. All of our family.
All of our family.
All of our kids.
Yeah.
They are operating on a level of prosperity that God has designed for all of us to operate on.
Now they operate, the young couples
yeah,
in the family.
They do.
They start out not where we started out. They start out where we, what we've learned, you know, and they're all prosperous.
Yes. Yes.
To God be the glory.
It's a blessing, too, for young people like that. It was a blessing. I remember Terry and I took you and Kenneth out to dinner one night, and I paid for it.
Uh-oh.
I think it was the first time that I ever paid for a meal for you and Kenneth. And you know, that really does something to a 20-something-year-old
yeah.
who, you know, you're trying to get by in life. And to take your parents out and to take them to dinner and to pay for the meal, it's a wonderful feeling to do that. We were visiting with Aubrey and Cody, and we went out to dinner, and I went to pay for it. And the waiter told me, well, he paid for it, Cody, my son-in-law.
So you got the return right
I got the return on what I sowed for you and Kenneth.
Praise God.
But that's the way to live. And a life of being truly rich is a life of giving.
That's right.
You and Kenneth have proved it.
Praise God.
You and Kenneth are, I would say, two of the most giving people that I have ever encountered. And that's why I'm so grateful to be able to be here with you and to be in this family, to work for this ministry. I started working for the ministry in 76, and I have just learned and taken what you have taught us. And we have all in this family
yes.
have watched you and studied you. I was talking to Aubrey the other day, my daughter, on the phone, and she was talking about believing God. She and Cody are believing God to help someone get a car. And they're starting a car fund.
Praise God.
For that individual.
They're sowing.
So, where did they get that? Well, they got it from the Word of God, but they got it from the Word of God that their grandparents taught them and their parents taught them. And that's the way
that's
we live.
That's a marvelous heritage to pass on, isn't it?
It is a tremendous heritage.
I mean, we didn't know it until we were in our 20s. We didn't hear it until we were in our 20s. And they're raised that way.
Yeah.
They don't know anything
yeah.
else.
They don't know. And same thing.
Hallelujah.
You know, Jeremy and Sarah, they're in their own ministry
yeah.
now. They're sowing left and right.
Going all over the world.
Going all over the world. And this is just the way we live. It is the culture of our family, if you will. It's how we think to sow seed and to reap harvest.
And it's not that we're special. It's that we know what to do.
Yes.
According to
yes.
the Word of God. Anybody can live in the blessing. That'll do what
that's
the Bible
right.
says.
That anyone can live in the blessing that will
it's
do.
It's designed to work. The blessing
yes.
is designed to work.
Yes.
It works.
Yes.
Now we have to work it.
Yep.
Glory
and the scripture, well, the scripture you're talking about, Gloria, is Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, the Amplified Bible says, it makes truly rich.
Yes, it does.
And He adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it.
Praise God.
So we started with that scripture yesterday talking about being truly rich. What does it mean to be truly rich? And we found out that rich is not a dirty word. It is a Bible word.
It is.
And we read several scriptures yesterday. You need to go back and you can watch online these broadcasts over and over again. All of these outlines are available to you on kcm.org.
Yeah.
You can download them.
Tell your children.
Yeah.
Pass it on to them to watch. I mean, it changes everything. The word.
It does.
Whether it's healing or prosperity or peace or whatever it is, the Word changes everything
changes
to the
everything.
Blessing.
Yes.
Glory
yeah,
to God.
It adjusts everything
it does.
To fit into the blessing.
Praise God.
So that's what we're talking about, being truly rich.
Mm-hmm.
And the blessing of the Lord makes us truly rich. The key to biblical wealth is in how it's handled, how you handle that wealth. I've watched them, and I've watched them handle wealth. And Kenneth and Gloria, you get a lot of criticism from the
we do.
Press, and you don't notice it though, do you? Well, I think some of them are wising up because they're thinking,
they've been around an awful long time.
Yeah, they've been around a long time.
They must know something.
And through thick and thin, through the years, whatever we've dealt with, whether it's a financial issue or the whole nation dealing with a financial
yeah.
issue, this ministry has just gone steady.
Praise
and
God.
To this day,
it's the Word of God.
After all of these years, nearly 50 years of ministry, you still don't owe anyone anything.
That's right.
And the ministry is still prospering. I mean, if I were you, I'd listen to what they have to say.
It's been a good ride, and we're not through yet. Glory to God.
So what we talked about yesterday, worldly wealth is about self. Godly wealth is about serving God and others. The worldly rich use people to get things. The godly rich use things to get people. So you and I are talking about living this lifestyle of the truly rich. And so what I want to start here with, we're going to go now, Glory, to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
Truly rich.
Truly rich.
It's not just money. Truly
no,
rich
that's
involves
oh, say it.
Peace.
Yep.
Peace. Peace. Nothing missing, nothing
that's
broken.
It.
Wholeness, healing,
that's it.
Health, blessing, goodness. Well, I guess peace is about the best yeah. way to describe
nothing
all of
is
it.
Nothing is missing. Nothing
Glory
is broken.
Glory to God.
Peace in our minds, peace mm-hmm. in our hearts, peace with our families.
And our circumstances.
Yes. That's
I
it. That's what it is.
It was hard to pay bills. Yeah.
That's truly rich.
I mean, and they weren't very big. But we started with those. We got rid of that. Hallelujah.
This scripture that we're looking at, Gloria, and go to your first page there. You and I have just been jabbering along
we
here.
We have. We've been doing
a good
our
time.
Own thing.
You know, whatever we don't cover on the broadcast, you can download the notes.
That's
but,
right.
But there's a foundation scripture now that we're going to take off with for the rest of this time, and it's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Let me read that to you.
Okay.
This is Paul. He's actually talking to Timothy about those that are rich in the church. And he said, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, mm-hmm. But in the living God who gives us richly all things to
yeah.
enjoy,
yeah.
that they do good, they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation yeah. against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life.
Ready to distribute describes your sowing, your giving.
That's it.
Hearing what God says you
yep.
need to sow. He
yep.
knows what's down the road. He knows if lack is down the road, if depression, financial things, hard times are down the road. He knows if interest is going to go up.
That's
he knows
right.
all the things.
He really does.
And He tells us what to do to avoid it.
He'll show us exactly what to do. That's truly rich.
I mean, how much we were in debt when we started, but it was nearly nothing, but it was everything. You know,
yeah.
we didn't have
yeah.
any money.
Yeah.
We didn't have any goods. We had an old car, little old rent house that didn't have anything in it, but early Goodwill stuff.
And you made it. You made it through.
And we made it
you
through.
You made it through.
Hallelujah.
Well, Paul, before we actually talk, and we're going to start talking about the instructions tomorrow
Good.
On the broadcast, but I want to just take a few moments and set this up for us that, okay. that first of all, Paul, we need to know that Paul was a rich man. And that's something that people don't realize. And let me turn over here. We'll turn over to Acts chapter 24. Paul was a rich man. And you'll notice when he's talking to the rich, he knows exactly what he's talking about. He knows how to deal with those people. He knows what they face. He knows what they deal with. He knows how they act. And he knew how they were acting in the church. He had to get that straightened out. And he, now notice here, he did not exclude rich people from the church. He did not kick them out. Nor did he say,
that
Gloria.
That was wisdom.
That was wisdom. Well, it's crazy. I've heard this before where pastors will get up in front of a congregation and preach against prosperity and then beg for an offering.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't make sense
no,
if they get up there and preach to their people about prospering.
Man is unstable in all of his ways.
Yes, exactly. That's a perfect scripture for that, Gloria. And Paul didn't tell them they couldn't be a Christian because they were rich. In this Acts 24, let me read 25 and 26 here. In the NIV translation, that's what I have down on your page.
Oh, okay.
As Paul discoursed on righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come, Felix was afraid and said, that's enough for now. You may leave.
Huh.
When I find it convenient, I'll send for you. At the same time, he was hoping that Paul would offer him a bribe.
Ah, yeah.
So he sent for him frequently and talked with him. So Paul is facing this leader and he's having him come back because he's hoping for some kind of a bribe.
Yep.
Nobody expects a bribe from a poor man.
That's right. That's exactly right.
In verse 26 in the King James, it said he hoped also that money should be given of him of Paul that he might loose him.
So we know
Paul was not a poor man.
Paul was not broke.
He was not in poverty. He was not poor. I listed a couple of scriptures down here in Philemon 18. He was saying to Philemon, he's saying, and if he, Onesimus, has done you any wrong in any way or owes you anything to you, charge that to my account.
Praise God.
A poor man doesn't say that.
No, no.
The New Living Translation says, charge it to me. The Weymouth Translation says, debit me with the amount.
That's good, isn't it?
So in that there, we're getting an idea, because we have to get an idea of this before we read on with the scripture in Timothy about what Paul was charging the rich. He knew exactly where they were coming from. He knew exactly how they thought, because he was a rich man himself. In Philippians 4:18, it says, I have everything I need and I am amply supplied.
Amply supplied. That's the way it should be, glory.
The King James Version says, I have all and I abound. The Message Translation, I have it all.
I like that.
And keep getting more.
That's awesome, George. That is a great translation.
And
I have it all.
I have it all.
Getting more.
So let's establish this. Before Paul can actually talk to these rich people, he needs to come from a place of experience so these rich people will sit up and say, okay, we're going to listen to him.
And let's establish that he was not broke.
That's right.
There's no way.
He was not broke.
He
was not in poverty. Not at all.
And he keeps getting more. Increase was on his horizon all the time.
All the time. Gloria, let's look.
Look
to your second page there, and we're going to turn to 1 Timothy, back to 1 Timothy chapter 6. And there's something that Paul was talking about here concerning the pitfalls of wealth. He understood the pitfalls of wealth. And for time's sake, Gloria, let's just read through these scriptures.
Okay,
you and I
can
go back and forth on this. But in 1 Timothy 6, 9 and 10, I'll read the Amplified Translation up here, number one. But those who crave to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, into many foolish, useless, godless, and hurtful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction and miserable perishing. For the love of money is the root of all evil. It is through this craving that some have been led astray and have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves through with many acute mental pangs. Now that's the Amplified Translation. He understood greed. He understood worldly wealth. And he was telling them what they have to watch out for because of the things that will happen to them. Now read number two on the Message Translation there, Gloria, if you would.
But if it's only money these leaders are after, they'll self-destruct and in no time. Lust for money brings trouble and nothing but trouble. Going down that path, some lose their footing in the faith completely and live to regret it bitterly afterwards. That's powerful, isn't it?
It is powerful.
Wow.
It is powerful. We have to have an understanding of how we deal with money.
You know, tithing is a really awesome thing. You know, back there when we had to pray in tongues in the grocery store to get out of there.
Yes, I was thinking about that. Yeah.
And that's about when we started tithing was that time. And then you take this, you've got so much money here, you've got to buy groceries, you've got to pay the light, you've got to do all these things. But you take the first 10%.
Right.
You don't wait to tithe when
right.
you've got extra money. You'll never get there supernaturally if you do that. But when you do it first, whatever, if you get a dollar and it's your last dollar, you've
yeah.
only got a
yeah.
dollar.
Yeah, that's
you're
right.
You're going to tithe the dime.
You're going to tithe it. That's right. It's a discipline.
It is.
It is a discipline for us to keep our eyes on God.
You can see why it's necessary to be disciplined, because if you don't know what you're doing in finances and you got plenty of money, you'll be doing the wrong thing with it.
Yeah.
You'll be living a lifestyle you shouldn't be living.
That's
God
right.
God knows how
That's
to
right.
handle things. It's okay for us to be prosperous. It's a blessing. It's God's will.
That's right, it
and
is.
And if you do yeah. it like He says, it'll do you nothing but good. It'll yeah. bring no harm to you because you'll put Him first.
There'll be no toiling with it. There'll
That's
be no
right.
sorrow.
That's excellent.
Being truly
no
rich
sorrow.
In Him,
That's
there's no sorrow with that.
Awesome.
Absolutely no sorrow.
Praise God.
Well, Paul knew, and he understood these pitfalls. And I'll finish up with this part, Gloria. There are other scriptures, but you can download these notes for yourself. But in 1 Timothy 16, now he's saying, charge them that are rich in the world. And you and I were talking a moment ago about that word charge. It means to order them.
Yes. That's
command
right.
them.
It's not a weak
teach
word.
Them. It's not a weak word at all. Paul is telling Timothy, it would be as if Kenneth were to come to me and say, George, you charge that congregation.
Yeah.
You charge them. Well, Paul's coming to Timothy saying that to him. You command those people to do such
Let
and such.
Let them know how vital it is, in other words.
That's it. How vital it is. How important it is that they do this. And the point being is that Paul was not intimidated by rich people. He was up front. He was in their face. And he is about to teach Timothy what they need to know about being rich, being truly rich, being godly rich.
Yes,
and that's where we're going to pick up
Praise
on
God.
Tomorrow.
Hallelujah. Ooh, that's going to be good. I like this, George.
It's good. It's good.
I'm prosperous, but I like to increase in prosperity.
Well, that's so do I.
I find it much better than being poor and not having your bills paid and having to pray in tongues in the grocery
so
store.
True.
I mean,
awesome.
The Word is awesome. God
yes,
is awesome.
Yes, yes, yes.
The more you get in, the more you're blessed. Hallelujah. Not money you get in, but the more you get into the move of God, the things of God, the Word of God, and do what He says, the more the blessing rains down on you. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.